this gold, Colin. I'm missing it. I'm missing all this gold. I gotta hurry up.
Are you recording now?
All right, yeah, we're recording now, okay. Colin.
So I bought a new washing machine.
Yeah, it's a great experience, right?
No, it's stupid. Dory was getting pissed at me because I was just like kind of laboring, deciding which fucking one... which one that's rated the exact same as all the other ones, yeah. But all have bad issues that pop up,
yeah,
like that are different.
Like, why are you spending so much time deciding how you're going to spend $1,600?
I mean, I wasn't spending that much.
I know, but...
But, like, because I only had to buy the washer. I didn't have to buy a dryer.
Yeah.
Our dryers came with the house, and it's good.
Okay.
So that's lucky. But why can't I get just a plain mechanical model?
You can. You know,
with a knob push. Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Either for 1,000 plus or 300 or less.
Yeah.
And the 300 or less ones are, you know, I think made in
my basement.
Yes. I was going to say, never mind.
Out of scrap wood.
They're just garbage.
They're literal garbage.
They're fucking terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, look, at the end of the day, if you were going to spend $800, why not just spend the $1,000 and get the Speed Queen?
Right. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to spend $800. I wasn't going to spend $1,000 because fuck that.
Well, how much did you spend?
It ended up being six something with tax and everything. Right. It was like $150 or $200 off, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I ended up getting a Maytag.
Let me know how that works out for you.
The same as anything else?
Yep. Pretty much.
I mean...
I went with an LG, but...
Yeah, I was looking at those. That was like another $200. I'm like,
yes.
Fuck me.
I spent the extra couple hundred bucks.
Also, they don't have anything that's basic.
No.
Everything they have is digital. I don't want that. The Maytag I have is not digital. It's got It's got like a little light panel.
Yeah.
But it's just like... the modes it's on, nothing else, and it's got like a play pause button.
Well, that's nice.
That's the extent of its electronics.
That's nice.
Digital electronics, that is. Yeah, the LGs look nice, and they are like rated some of the most reliable.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm like.
But also, if it ever breaks, it's going to cost you, you know, new washer.
I bought the shit ton of warranty on it. So,
And the Maytag came with 10-year warranty on the motor and basket.
I think they all do that.
Not all of them. Whirlpool apparently doesn't.
Oh, fair enough.
Whirlpool owns Maytag.
Yeah,
but Maytag's like their brand.
When you buy the extended warranties from Furniture Mart, you're basically buying it on the electronics.
I know. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
If this one goes out in 5 years, I'm just getting something. I will spend the money and buy a fucking Speed Queen.
Oh, I thought you said you're just going to buy a washboard.
I might do that.
And a clothesline.
I'm just not going to wash my clothes.
Like an adult.
I'm just not going to wash
my
clothes.
Throw them in the freezer. It kills all the germs and then they don't stink anymore.
Gross.
Yeah, that's how they do.
Yeah.
That's how, if you buy, what do they call that, raw denim?
Yeah.
They're like $1 billion denim jeans, but they're very strong, but you can't wash them or they'll disintegrate, so you just got to freeze them.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Because that'll get dirt off.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't get dirt off.
You don't care about getting dirt off.
You just leave it on there. It soaks in and makes like a...
It gives it personality.
Yes, that's what it is.
What's wrong with that?
That's gross.
Hi, Colin.
Hello.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor, and I'm here with Colin.
That's me. You know what? You know what really gets me? Have you ever, like, I am sure you have, like, pushed a pair of jeans off a couple of days wearing them. You're like, I can wear these again. Whatever.
I usually wear my jeans for, like, a week or two, so yes.
Oh, my God. I used to when I worked at First Data.
Yeah.
But now I don't. I got a different pair every day.
I mean, I have work jeans and I have weekend jeans. So yeah. I wear my work jeans to work every day and my weekend jeans on the weekends.
Well, that was the same for me.
Yeah.
But have you ever like noticed how much nicer a pair of jeans feels when it's fresh out the dryer after it's been washed? It's just like got a little bit more crisp feeling.
I am the opposite.
Oh, gross.
I don't like the crisp feeling. I like
soiled jeans are like all just.
I like them being broken in and like I can put my legs through them and move around because they're all like they're in a They've been broke. It's like the difference between like a fresh pair of shoes and a pair of shoes you've been wearing for like 6 months. Like you put on that fresh pair of shoes and they like hurt your feet and they dig into your heels. And that's how a fucking freshly washed pair of jeans feels to me.
That's no.
Like I'm fucking straight jacket and I feel like I feel loosen that, them up.
No, I feel completely the opposite.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. It's weird. It's maybe that's like a left. It's like the difference between us.
Yeah.
Is that.
That's it?
That's the thing. That's the thing that separates our personalities.
That's fair.
But yeah, I washed a load of laundry and got to watch it. It wasn't as exciting as I thought it would be. I don't know why they put a window on there.
I don't either. Mine also has a window on there, and I've never washed. Did you sit there for the whole like 45 minutes or whatever
I stopped after it drained the first time. I was like, this is boring.
Wow.
Super quiet when it spins, though. Man. Yeah. I walked in, and I'm like, is it on? And it's spinning. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's nice.
My old one was like...
Well, they're not supposed to do that.
Well,
that's probably why you needed a new one.
I mean, it's probably part of it.
Fuck. Your ranting made me forget I needed coffee before we started.
Aww,
and I was too excited to hit record.
Too bad.
So what'd you do this week other than watch laundry
wash? Fuck. Not a ton. Fuck. I just had something in mind that I did like Monday night. Oh, yeah. So I went to Lowe's on Monday night.
Exciting.
And I went there. I had to get something for a job at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking through the lawn and garden department.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Supervisor's like, hey, see anything on these racks you want? I'll make you a good deal. And I'm like, I mean, okay. What do you mean by good deal? How about this cordless string trimmer here you got, this 80 volt cobalt. He's like, well, it's battery only, but $20. And I'm like, I mean, the battery's kind of expensive, but
that is a good deal.
Fuck, that's a smoking deal. And then I was like, well, what about this leaf blower vacuum? It's corded. But it's got, you know, it's got the impeller, so it'll mulch everything when you suck it up.
Yeah.
He's like, $20 on that too. I'm like, well, I mean, I didn't plan on spending $40 when I walked in here on.
We were at Lowe's?
Yeah.
Lowe's is just wheeling and dealing with garbage like they're a fucking.
It's apparently they got these big carts of clearance shit that they need to get rid of. And they're just like, fucking.
So they're just running it like a garage sale?
Yeah.
Like, just fucking load up your cart and give me $20
for the
whole
thing.
In
there later today.
Oh, shit.
I stopped in there, and then he was like, I got these little mini propane grills, $10 a piece. And I didn't buy one because I didn't need one. But now I'm like, fuck, maybe
propane,
I should have bought one.
Propane accessories. I mean, if you ever decide to go camping, you know.
Right.
Might be nice to have one.
Yeah, that's true.
If you ever bring your family out camping.
Camping.
Something tells me you're not an outdoorsman. Something tells me, like, you'd go out to, like, get some wood for a fire and put up a tent, and then you'd be like, I'm just going home and going to sit in my basement.
That might
watch television.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually.
I like camping. It's fun. I don't think I could do it anymore because I can't sleep without a television anymore.
I used to when I was young here and there, but
yeah,
I never. It's not comfortable. It sucks.
No.
Now, there are people, there's all sorts of accessories for, like, my Subaru.
Yeah.
Like,
to turn it into a tent.
Yes!
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, that'd be kind of cool.
I'd go, like, cabin camping.
Expensive, though.
Where you, like, rent a cabin in the middle.
That would
somewhere.
Be all right.
I'd do that.
Dan did that last year around this time. They rented a cabin down at Platte River State Park.
Yeah.
That was really neat.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to do that because all their cabins are just right next to each other.
Yeah, but it was also like in April, so like there wasn't a ton of people.
If I was going to do it, I'd want to go somewhere where there was a little more, where at least there was a line of trees between me and my neighbor, so I didn't just feel like I was living in a retirement community.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I guess that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe I'm too picky about my wanting to camp in a secluded cabin in the woods. Look, I just want to live out my fantasies of being Ash from Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to cut my hand off and stick a chainsaw on there to fight demons.
Okay, fair enough.
You can't do that if there's somebody in the trailer next to you.
It's true. I didn't watch anything new. I just kind of watched myself out last week, I guess. Yeah. That's a lie. I started watching RoboCop last night. I don't think I'd ever watch that movie all the way through. I remember parts of it, yeah. I remember parts of it, but
yeah,
it's really bad acting.
Yeah.
But man, that movie's fucking horrible. Like fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, dude.
It's savage.
All sorts of gore and dude's head gets blown off. You see all of it.
And that's the edited version. The original version, a guy's penis gets shot off. That's a real thing that they filmed for that. Oh, did you watch like some kind of director's cut?
I don't know what it is. It's the Blu-ray I bought.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, they put it
those dudes were trying to rape that chick, and he comes up and shoots the dude's dick off. I was like, that is fucking awesome.
They cut that out.
He's like, I will.
Originally.
I will call you a rape crisis center. You have experienced a horrible trauma.
Yeah, that scene's not in the normal theatrical release or VHS release or original DVD release.
That's stupid. Well, it's in this release.
I guess I need RoboCop to buy that on Blu-ray.
Shot a dick off. It was awesome.
God, that movie's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
Like, he just gets murdered.
His arm gets blown off. Hand gets blown off.
He gets murdered more than anybody has ever been murdered ever. That motherfucker, RoboCop, at the start of that movie when he's human cop, gets fucking murdered.
Yes, he does. Murdered hard as fuck.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
And Red Foreman's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Bitches leave.
He's the only fucking recognizable actor in that. Well, he's not the only recognizable actor.
Weller?
I know. He too. But, yeah.
The second one.
Not a lot of people moved on to do much in that.
No.
I mean, most of them are really bad actors, though. Like, the black guy who punched that lady cop in the face, his partner in the face, and he's like, that's awful.
I love all the, that's where the I buy that for a dollar commercials are in that, right? I'd buy that for a dollar.
God, I want some of the, they're playing some video game in a commercial.
Yeah.
It's not a video game, it's a board game. It's like, look like Battleship, but it's called Nukem.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
Why is that not a thing?
That's a Paul Verhoeven joint, right? That movie.
I have no idea.
I think he did that. I think he did Running Man, but I could be mistaken. And
I've never watched Running Man. That's Arnold, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I own it, but I never watched it.
It would be a good companion piece to watch with RoboCop.
Okay.
It's also got a lot of, like, in the beginning, there's also a lot of commercials for crazy fucking things.
Yeah.
Because it's a dystopian. It's fucking basically, it's a great companion piece to RoboCop. Goddamn. I'm glad you enjoyed it, because that's
I didn't finish it. I started falling asleep, so I'm going to finish it probably tonight.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Good. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy get dunked in the acid yet, in the chemicals?
No.
Oh, man. It's gruesome.
Nice.
Fucking chemical truck. Ugh.
Did you ever watch the remake?
Yes.
Was it any good? It's kind of comparison.
Well, it's PG.
Oh, that's dumb.
So
what?
It's rated PG.
How the fuck?
So imagine if RoboCop was a Saturday morning cartoon.
What?
And his suit was all jet black.
Why?
And then you have
what? No. Go remake. Back to the PG.
It was a remake in the 2000s when all rated R remakes were turned into PG movies.
Oh my god. Because just in case kids wanted to go see it.
Well, here's what's better. Let's back that up.
Or maybe it was a ploy just to get little kids to watch the original version.
You know what kids loved?
What?
The original version of RoboCop.
Yeah, watching some guy get his dick shot off.
You know what they made for that movie?
Nobody wants to see?
The original RoboCop had a huge toy line.
Yeah.
It had a Saturday morning cartoon based on it. It had lunch boxes.
Oh, I see what they were doing.
They were being retarded because nobody. It's okay to market R-rated movies to kids. Terminator has action figures. RoboCop has action figures. Predator was my favorite fucking movie as a kid.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Stop it.
Well,
no, it's terrible. It's not good. It's not worth watching.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was curious about that.
I
won't.
Do watch RoboCop 2.
Okay.
After RoboCop 1, just because the villain in it is fun and everybody's addicted to this fucking drug called Nuke.
Is it like a not awful sequel?
It's not as good as the first one.
No, I mean, when are they ever?
But
except for Ghostbusters.
It's got some. It's got some good stuff in it.
Back to the Future too.
Like, there's a fucking the drug lord is a fucking like 13-year-old kid.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's fun. Never watch RoboCop 3.
Okay,
because it's rated PG.
Okay,
I don't know why, but
wow,
there you go.
Weird. Weird.
RoboCop 2 has the best ending scene ever, and I'm going to spoil it for you because it's not plot.
Okay.
It just ends with RoboCop, like his fucking partner says something to him, and he's like, after all, we're only human, and he's like ratcheting his fucking head off while he's saying it. With a. It's one of my favorite scenes in the movie. We're only human. Just.
Terrible.
RoboCop's good. I watched a movie from that era of movies last night. Yeah. I picked up, after watching Batman at the Symphony last week, or whenever that was, 2 weeks ago, I'm like, man, I need to get these movies on Blu-ray. So I bought a 4-pack of the Blu-rays of Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever, and the bad one. Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
With Mr. Freeze. Anyway, I watched Batman Returns last night, which is probably the first time I've watched Batman Returns in 20 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It wasn't bad. I don't remember it being... It's, again, the whole... the atmosphere for me.
I mean, Batman is still a murder machine because Tim Burton doesn't understand Batman, but that's fine if you take it for what it is. It's kind of a way different tone than that first movie.
Yeah.
It's way more goofy.
I mean,
he's fighting a circus gang, and the Penguin is like, Danny DeVito is just, like, he must have been chewing on some kind of, like, very fucking, he's just, every word he's saying, he's spewing this green shit out of his mouth the whole time he's talking. So, I don't know how they did it, but, like, he must have had, like, some of that fucking chewing gum, like, in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Because he's just spitting this shit out the whole time he's talking, and I'm like, God damn, that's fun.
Okay.
It is way more sexual than I remember. Like, as a kid, I didn't pick up on basically everything Catwoman says is sexual innuendo.
Yeah.
And it's a very horny movie where everybody's trying real hard to fuck Catwoman.
Yeah.
That
Catwoman suit was awful.
Agree to disagree.
I mean,
give it another shot because goddamn, Michelle Pfeiffer and that fucking thing, I'm all right with it.
Was it Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yes.
I thought it was Kim Basinger.
No, Kim Basinger's the chick in the first movie.
Oh, that's right.
Vicky Bale.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. I enjoyed it.
It's the whole, what do you call that? That pleather look?
Vinyl.
Vinyl. It's vinyl. Yeah, it's just awful.
That's fair. Not for everyone. I get
like
it.
The Christopher Nolan one was a lot. That was a better Catgirl suit, Catwoman suit.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm interested to see what they do in the new movie.
The Halle Berry one was the worst, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was stupid
Everything
as shit.
About that movie was bad.
Was it even like actually Batman related?
No.
No?
No.
It was just loosely related to that character, kind of?
It was named Catwoman, and she had a whip.
Yeah.
She wasn't Selina Kyle. She was, like, Hope Faith or something like that. Like, her name was just two inspirational names stuck together.
What? Man, it's like DC just keeps making that same movie. Over and over.
Yeah, they're. I don't know, man. I have high hopes for this new Batman movie coming out.
Yeah, you've had high hopes for every Batman movie coming out, and they've all been awful.
Yeah, but
ever since the Batman and Kane.
But the words they keep saying, his name is Bane.
Bane, Kane, whatever.
The words they keep saying about it being more of a detective noir film, and the Batmo cycle looks pretty good.
Yeah, it won't be though.
And I'm kind of.
I'm just gonna bring you down to earth. It's gonna be awful.
It's gonna be the best Batman movie.
It's gonna be awful.
I'm gonna love it.
You're gonna hate it. Great. It's Robert Pattinson.
I like Robert Pattinson. He's no,
I'm not.
A really
I'm just.
Actor.
I'm just saying. Is that that's who's gonna be Batman?
Robert Pattinson's Batman.
I can't believe they pick him. He's in those dumb movies.
People are retarded. He's an actor.
I mean, like, idiots. It doesn't define him. Those movies that he was. They were bad movies. But I mean, if we really want to dig deep, we can find really fucking bad movies that some really good actors were in.
Yeah.
Except for Gary Sinise. He was only in bad TV shows.
All right.
Because he's in all those stupid NCIS shows.
Wait, no, he was in one of those. It was either Red Planet or Mission to Mars he was in.
Great movie.
What is it?
No.
Exactly.
Is that the John Carpenter one?
No, that's some other Mars movie. That's got Ice Cube in it.
Yeah.
That's Ghosts of Mars.
Yeah, it was terrible. Fuck, it's bad.
He had chrome fucking like MP5s or some shit at the end, though.
Ah, it's so bad.
Yeah, I saw that movie. I own it. I own the Ghosts of Mars. I don't think I've watched it since I saw it in the theater, but I bought it because that's how I do.
Whatever.
Batman Returns holds up, I guess. Okay. If you're into that thing, I'm gonna watch Batman Forever tonight, and I think it's the best Batman.
I enjoyed that movie a lot.
It's just nonstop. It's like the first movie is very low key and almost nothing action related happens. It's a lot of, I don't know, plot and brooding. The second movie is a little bit more action focused and silly. The third movie is just pure. Like every scene is something blowing up. Right. It might as well be a Michael Bay movie. Every scene is either neon or blowing up neon.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you have these Batman movies on DVD?
I have.
Or do you have these on DVD that you now don't need?
Oh, if I do, they're in a box. I think I have the original Batman and Batman Forever maybe on DVD. I don't have Batman Returns or Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin is terrible.
When I unpack my movie boxes, because they're all packed up until my basement's done, I will find them, and if you want them, you can have them. Okay.
Really, I'm looking at. I want to build something. I've seen these little network server deals, and it's this big fucking NAS drive.
Yeah,
and they have Blu-ray drives attached to them that you can go bloop and rip movies.
Oh yeah,
and I mean I can do it on my computer, but it's just kind of tedious.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do that and just
put your entire library onto a server
and then just get rid of all my DVDs I'm fucking, they take up so much goddamn room.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I would keep a select few, but
sure.
Most of them aren't worth anything. Right. So
you think my copy of Grand Canyon isn't worth holding on to?
I don't even know what that is.
Nobody knows what that is. It came in a 2-pack with a movie I actually wanted.
Oh,
but it has it's got Danny Glover and
one of those movies.
The jerk. What's his name? Fuck, I can't remember Steve Martin's name. It's like all of these huge name actors from the 80s and 90s.
Just a
in
dog
this,
shit,
like,
terrible low budget movie.
It's just a family drama.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember anything about it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Nothing that happened in it mattered. I think it was just like some relatives getting together for dinner with neighbors, or who the fuck even cares?
Maybe it was one of those movies where like all these guys had a contract, like, oh, we promised one more movie. They're like, oh, well, fuck, let's just do this one.
So it's like a fucking Hallmark holiday family. Like, I don't know, maybe they were going to, I don't know, dude. I watched it once. I'm like, what is this? Why was this made? Who was this made for?
Is it one of those ones that comes on a disc that's double-sided, and so like you're forced to keep it?
No.
Okay.
No, it was a... Because
that would be better. That would be funnier.
Maybe it is. Shit, it might be.
Side one is the movie you want. Side two is the movie you don't want.
Yes.
You're like, fuck.
It might be one of those. Fuck. I don't even remember what the movie I wanted was.
Occasionally, you just accidentally put it on the wrong side. God damn it. I don't want to watch this stupid movie.
Fucking hate that shit, man.
There were so many things... I'm really glad with Blu-ray, for the most part, they're being very consistent with the cases and shit they use.
Yeah.
Although box sets, it's...
are retarded.
It's still fucking just a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Like, stop giving me fucking... Like, my Firefly box set, I mean, it's great, has a bunch of cool stuff, but then has these stupid paper sleeves for all the discs.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I hate it.
That Robin Hood fucking DVD box that I got has, you know, like these fucking fold-out leaves that clip the disc in.
Yeah.
But they're all fucked up. They're not attached in the box, so it was bouncing around. Some of it cracked and...
This Batman 4-pack I just bought is a normal size Blu-ray case with a thing on each side that they double stack on. So there's two discs on a peg on each side. I'm like, well, this is dumb. But it's not as bad as my Batman the Animated Series is like a book full of sleeves that it's almost impossible to get the discs out of.
Yep.
Like, god damn it.
Can't possibly scratch those.
Can you make me want, like, just, I want to watch these movies.
Right.
Please let me.
Right.
Please let me watch my movies.
Which is why I want to rip all my DVDs in Blu-rays.
Yeah.
That way I can watch my movies and not be annoyed. I'm going to look around because I'm sure there's some good fucking open source, you know, software. Like,
almost certainly.
To do that.
Or, you know.
Because, I mean, like, we... So, there's this product out there that we have... I guess we've installed in people's systems. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. Because it's like 15 fucking grand.
Right.
And it's a movie server.
Yeah.
Like, load all your discs on there. And it's, like, just really nice UI artwork and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I think it's all pretty automatic. Yeah. But it's $15,000.
Does
it
connect to a server or anything? I mean,
I think it does. I think it connects to like Grace Note or something. What?
Can't just, I don't know, borrow a password from where? Just saying.
I don't know.
Just throwing that out there.
I'm sure it's proprietary. So, but I need to do something. I was looking over. I'm like, I have a whole fucking shitload of CDs and a lot of DVDs. And
just buy everything again on Amazon. That's
no, because I don't want to buy it on Amazon because then if Amazon goes tits up for some reason, guess what?
Also, their licensing expires, because I guess there's a few Disney movies. Disney is the only company who has done it, but there's a handful of Disney movies that if you bought Amazon digital, are gone. You can't watch them anymore.
Oh, great.
They just vanish because Disney's like, you know what? Maybe we're not proud of Song of the South this year, so it's gone. Out of here.
Yeah.
Can't watch it.
I love the convenience of streaming.
Yes.
I do not like that you don't own anything.
Agreed.
Yeah. We had this issue when it came to video games. Now, PC gaming, Steam came out, and we're like, well, fuck, I'm never buying a hard copy of it. But that's only because games are fucking, they go on sale for nothing.
Yeah, because I have a Steam library of like 1,000 games that I've probably spent like, I don't know, $1,000 on is all.
Right. So
like, a huge chunk of those games I've literally gotten for free out of like Humble Bundles or shit like that.
Right. I don't know. I guess it's because people still pay for shit, so they don't have to.
Watch some wrestling last night.
Yeah, AEW.
AEW.
I saw the result of the
Revolution
Championship match.
Yeah, John Moxley.
Oh my god, that was really loud.
Yeah, you should see it peak like a motherfucker. Yeah. Dude, every time he announces him, Justin Roberts, that's the announcer over there, it's fucking, it's like he's fucking...
Does that do with curly hair?
No, he has like real fucking slicked back hair, and it's like he's fucking announcing Arsenio Hall, but only for Jon Moxley.
Gotcha.
It's just, Jon Moxley, every fucking time.
Hmm.
It was funny the first couple times, but now I'm like, come on, man, just fucking announce the guy. I get it. You like to do the long, funny voice. Fuck off, Justin Roberts.
Yeah, go away. You're no Joey Styles.
Right.
The GOAT.
It was good.
Yeah.
Good. Every match was good, except, like, even the match I hated was technically a pretty good match. Yeah. To be fair, I didn't watch the women's match because I did not care at all.
Oh, shit. Mania's this month, isn't it?
April.
Oh, is it April?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I guess it's either the end of March or beginning of April.
It's usually end of March.
It's either
it change?
Yeah, it's either like March 29th or April 3rd.
Gotcha.
It's, Yeah, John Moxley versus Chris Jericho was a banger. Everybody from the Inner Circle tried to interfere, and, you know, John Moxley still won. It was great. Really good match.
Shit, April 5th.
The match I hated, but was probably still technically a good match, was Pac, who you'd know as Adrian Neville.
Yeah.
Fought this guy named Orange Cassidy.
Yep, that guy.
Who's the guy who just has his hands in his pockets.
Yep.
And it pisses me off because I'm like, all right, Pac is like, you know, he's the bastard Pac. He's just fucking badass, tough guy. I'm like, why are you entertaining this guy's stupid bullshit at all? As soon as he put his hands in his pockets, you should, like, have murdered him. Like, that being said, that dude can do some impressive shit with his hands in his pockets.
Yeah. I mean, fucking kip-ups with his hands in his pocket. Yeah. That's... kip-ups without hands in your pocket is hard.
Yeah.
With is pretty...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know. It's a dumb gimmick, but it's kind of funny.
It's funny once, but if he does it again after this, it's like, dude, we've seen it.
Yeah.
We get it.
I guess that's true.
We get it. You can wrestle with your hands in your pockets. If he'd just save it, like, if he'd just have a normal match and then, like, do it to fucking, like, get heat on the guy or whatever, like, just like, oh, look, I don't even need to.
Gotcha. But, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
He just uses it dumb. But I love Pac. He's great. I actually really enjoyed the Young Bucks match, which surprised me because I hate the Young Bucks and they're bad wrestlers and they're a bad tag team. But they were fighting Kenny Omega, who I also don't like, and Hangman Adam Page, who I like a whole lot. And they've been doing this thing for a few months now where it seems like they're trying to turn Hangman Adam Page heel by he's being a dick to the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
And he's being a dick to Kenny Omega, kind of. And he's constantly has a beer in his hand and he's an alcoholic or something. Like, after he wins matches, he goes out to the crowd and people give him beers and he just starts drinking people in the crowd's beer.
He's the Sandman.
Kind of, yes. And he's awesome. Like, there is this scene backstage where, like, he's, like, talking shit to the Young Bucks and they're like, what's your problem, man? And the other one's like, I think I know what your problem is. And he snacks his beer and they walk off. And then, like, he just lifts an entire pitcher of beer up from out of frame and starts drinking it. Like, they're trying to make him heel, but everybody loves it because he's fucking Sandman or Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. He's in fucking credible. He's entertaining. He's charismatic. So they go into this match. Also, the fucking Young Bucks are doing this real whiny thing where they're like, we want to be your friend. Why don't you want to be our friend? And it's not working. It's not like it's real babyface shit, but they're just simping for him and nobody likes it. And everybody fucking hates them. At least I do. But I didn't think anybody else did until last night. The Young Bucks were getting booed so fucking loud. It made me so happy. The audience was on them. Every time Adam Page got in the ring, they were chanting cowboy shit. So, the thing where you think, oh, they're definitely trying to make him a heel and it backfired. Like, he gets in the ring and he gets in the ring with the Young Buck who's he's been most feuding with. And the Young Buck tries to, let's shake his hand and have a good match.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking Adam Page just fucking hawks this giant loogie on his face. Like this big old fucking gob. And the crowd loved it. They're going nuts. Gear? Yes.
Okay.
That's Hangman Adam Page. He's fucking great. He has a shirt that says cowboy shit. I want it real
bad. Fuck, I feel old, man.
He does this
He was born in 91.
Yeah.
Fuck.
His finisher is called the Buckshot Lariat. He's outside on the apron and he like does a fucking flip over the top rope, lands on his feet and then fucking just clotheslines the shit out of a motherfucker.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. He won the match. Like throughout the match, he's like, it started out Kenny Omega trying to like take it easy on the Bucks and fucking Adam Page getting in his shit. He's like, fuck you. We're the champions. Get in there and do your fucking job. By the end of the match, Kenny Omega and him were just kicking the shit out of the Young Bucks. So my hope is that basically Adam Page makes the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega also hate each other. Because instead of like just trying to turn fucking Hangman Adam Page heel, because that's not going to work because everybody likes him too much because he's the only person there's like two people who didn't come from WWF that are good in that company. Hangman Adam Page and MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, who fucking fought Cody Rhodes and it was great. That dude, That dude is the shittiest heel. Dude, he's out of, he's fucking keeps rolling out of the ring at the start of the match, MJF in the against Cody. And like, you know, breaking the count and then rolling back out. Cause the whole thing is Cody really wants to kick his ass for betraying him. Cause they were friends and he fucking MJF basically cost Cody Rhodes his title match against Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
MJF keeps rolling out of the ring so he can't actually fight him. And then he gets out in the crowd and the crowd starts talking shit to him. And he, there's this dude here talking shit to him and he grabs this beer out of this chick's hand and splashes it in the fan's face. I'm like, holy shit, that's some heel shit you just don't see anymore. Good for you, MJF. You just stole a $10 beer from somebody and dumped it on somebody else. Ah, I love MJF. He's a real shithead, and he really plays it up.
Interesting.
Good pay-per-view. I had a good time. Dustin Rhodes fought Jack Swagger, who goes by Jake Hager now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Goldust. He's fucking one of the greatest professional wrestlers in the history of the business. So,
yeah.
What are you going to do? I had no idea fucking Jack Swagger was 6'7".
Yeah, he's huge. I
had no idea.
Big dude.
Because, you know, in WWF, he's like, yeah, he's just an average sized guy.
I mean, not really.
I guess maybe it's just because he was always with fucking Cesaro, who's also a giant.
Yeah.
And I just never realized, yeah, oh,
I think that's part of it.
He's like Razor Ramon. I never realized for a long time how big Razor Ramon was because Diesel is fucking 9 feet tall.
He's like 6'10" or something like that.
Yeah.
6'9".
So he's, I think he's actually legit 7 feet.
Is he?
Yeah.
He might be.
Because Razor Ramon is 6'7".
Yeah. Okay.
And Razor Ramon looks tiny next to him. So like, I don't know, man, it's fucking, some of these guys are just gargantuan and you just really don't appreciate it until you see them next to a normal sized human.
Well,
being.
I mean, fuck, dude. It's just like, I mean, not even just height either.
Yeah.
It's like how big.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure if you see a dude like Brock Lesnar in person, you're going to be like, what in the fuck? Because he's not much taller than I am.
He's like, well, yeah, but you're also pretty. You're like, what, 6'1"?
6'2".
So you're taller than Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
I think Brock Lesnar is 6'3".
Yep.
Yeah.
That's, but, well, no, I think he is 6'3", because that's his UFC.
Yeah. But also his shoulders are fucking 5 feet wide.
Right.
So.
Right.
And they have fucking shoulders on them.
They have shoulders. He has shoulders on his shoulders on his shoulders.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And he's bright pink.
Yeah.
That's great. So other wrestling news.
Yeah.
Goldberg is the new Universal Champion.
I didn't watch that. If that tells you anything, I went out of my way to watch the AEW pay-per-view this week, and I didn't even know there was a WWF pay-per-view this week.
Yeah.
Until I read the results, I'm like, wait, they did a Saudi show this week? Yeah. I had no idea.
Apparently. And people Goldberg, are not happy.
I wonder why. They've been spent the last fucking year building up this Fiend character. He literally no-sells 100 fucking curb stomps from Seth Rollins.
No-sells everything.
And then he jobs to a half-assed fucking jackhammer because Goldberg is too fucking old to do his moves.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But on the plus side, we get to watch Goldberg job to fucking Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Is that a plus side?
No.
Is it?
No, it's not.
You know, when I watch, as you said, a guy who gives the most vicious spears lose to the fucking guy who gives some of the worst spears ever.
It's going to be so fucking sad, man.
It will be. Yeah, it's.
Maybe if you're going to have Edge and Roman Reigns spear tackling people on your show, don't bring Goldberg on to also spear tackle people on your show. Maybe if you're going to try to sell those two spear tackles as finishers, don't bring Goldberg on.
Because if there's anything he ever did well, it was spears.
Because he's going to make them look pathetic.
Right. Yeah. Yes. It's so dumb. And also, still, nobody wants Roman Reigns.
Nobody wants Roman Reigns.
Why?
Like, he had his cancer fucking pop.
Yep.
And then they fucking ruined it.
And also, they just, like, it really makes me wonder if Bray Wyatt, does he, like, just get heat backstage with Vince, because they push him and push him and push him and then fucking bury him.
And then just, then just yank the rug out from under him.
Because, you know.
I don't know, man.
I don't get it.
It's baffling.
Like that fucking, was that the Mania? Yeah, the Mania match after fucking Undertaker lost to Brock Lesnar. It was against Bray Wyatt, and Bray Wyatt dropped to him. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
That was the end of Bray Wyatt.
That should have been the fucking torch pass.
Yeah.
We got to keep using the Undertaker for as long as possible.
Bray Wyatt got buried from then on.
Ugh.
Until they did this Fiend thing, and I'm like, oh, maybe they'll actually give Bray Wyatt his due.
He's not the right kind of big sweaty man.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. He's not muscly enough.
Right. Maybe, sad.
Maybe if he got pecs and abs.
Sad.
Fucking Vince is awful.
I've been listening to a new podcast this week, speaking of wrestling, called Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard.
Okay.
If you like professional wrestling, I don't know if you know who Bruce Pritchard is, to the people who are listening. If you watched any wrestling in the '80s,
isn't he
Brother Love?
Yeah.
Bruce Pritchard was a character named Brother Love in the '80s. He was a big fucking red faced. Basically, he was an evangelist. He was a televangelist, was his gimmick. And he'd come out with this fucking white suit and a yellow tie and a bright red face. And he'd be like, I love you. And he was the guy who originally debuted The Undertaker.
Okay.
Anyway, he's got this podcast where, and he was also big in The Office. Like, he did the Brother Love thing, but like more importantly, he was like fucking.
Oh, he like literally painted his face red.
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He had a big, bright red face.
That's funny.
Yeah. He was like him and Vince McMahon. It was like him, Vince McMahon, and Pat Patterson were like the inner circle of WWF in the 80s and 90s. Like, he was one of the guys running things, like producing segments and shit. So he's got lots of great behind the scenes stories, and he does a lot of deep dives on individual wrestlers, on individual pay-per-views, on like just different shit. And it's really fucking, it's a good listen. He's a good storyteller. And he does great impressions.
Apparently, that's interesting. There's a show called Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
And it's a Viceland documentary series about professional wrestling. Trying to find the truth at the intersection of fantasy and reality. I saw a thing yesterday, one of these Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Not groups, pages I follow. It's that the Black Adam Schefter page.
Sure.
And there's a... it was a picture. It was like Goldberg, the only professional wrestler to win a championship in 4 decades.
The
90s.
Shit.
The OOs, the teens, and now the 20s.
That's probably true.
It's like, fuck. I still feel like Ric Flair probably also, but maybe he never won one in the
70s?
70s or the teens. I know he didn't. I'm pretty sure he hasn't won one in the 20 teens. But
yeah, I mean, he probably did 70, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Maybe. I don't know.
Neither do I.
It's interesting. But anyway, so I have to go read the comments. Yeah. And people are just like, real tough winning championships in a fake sport. I'm like, well, see, here's the thing.
Go on.
Selling to an audience and keeping yourself popular enough that you're going to get a strap is hard.
Also, he's wrong.
What? Is there somebody else?
No, I guess Jericho didn't have any in the 90s.
No.
But he did have some in 3 so far.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on and I'll talk more about Jericho.
Yeah, because that's right. Jericho didn't fucking, because he's only like whatever they're... TV champion and whatever
else. He has had title belts, but not the
world. Right.
Chris Jericho has been the WWF champion, the WCW champion when it was in WWF, but still, the ECW television. Chris Jericho has held every major world title and he was the fucking IWGP champion. He's held titles in like fucking 6 different companies, and he's held titles. He's held at least a television title in... every fucking company, except for, I think, Impact. I don't think he's ever been Impact champion, because he's better than that. and not Ring of Honor because that doesn't count. But he's been, he was television champion in WCW. Then he was WCW champion in WWF. He was WWF champion. He was the first ever United champion. He's IWGP New Japan champion. He's fucking the first ever AEW champion. I was looking it up last night. So this man has held apparently 30 different title belts. He has held every single championship in WWF except for the new Universal belt. He's held the WCW champion there, the world champion there, the WWF champion there, the Intercontinental, the US, the fucking European, the hardcore, the tag team titles, every belt in WWF Jericho has held it. Like, it's not just a fucking funny thing to say he's the greatest of all time. Chris Jericho is demonstrably the fucking greatest of all time.
I mean, this is just facts.
Yeah. Jericho's fucking incredible.
Yeah, I can't find a list of Ric Flair's wrestling championships.
I don't know if Goldberg held one in the 20s and the 2000s.
You mean when he took it off Brock Lesnar?
Wasn't that in like...
That was 2000s. It was like 2005 or something like that when Brock left for the NFL.
Brock Lesnar was not the champion when he left for the NFL. They left the same day. I don't know if Goldberg was champion that year.
Well, he was champion in that
Was decade. He champion in that year?
Oh, fuck yeah, he was.
Well, he only wrestled that 1 year in WWF.
He
wrestled 1 year in WWF. I was there for his first match, and I was there for his last match. He debuted on the Raw after WrestleMania 19, and his WrestleMania 20 was his last match, him and Goldberg. He might have been champion throughout somewhere in that year.
I'm sure he was.
But, oh, maybe he was champion at SummerSlam. Yeah, I think he was champion at that SummerSlam when Triple H did the fucking Elimination Chamber, and it was like the Evolution was just kicking the shit out of him in Elimination Chamber and beat him for the title. You might be right.
Also, he is with WCW until, like, I mean, they didn't get bought till like 2001, wasn't it?
I think it was 2000.
Well, maybe it was.
And I don't know if he was, but you're right. He might have been champion in that year. Yeah. He was with WWF. But he was only there for a year, man. He was not there long.
Yeah, well, anyway.
He sucks. Goldberg sucks. He's always sucked. I get it. He's intense. People like him. He's got fucking some of the best entrance music and the best entrance in the history of the business. Can't take the wet away from him. He's got intensity. He's got that spear tackle. He should not have beaten The Fiend.
I agree. I thought when I heard that was a match going to be made, I thought for sure that was going to be this is going to help put The Fiend over because, you know, Brock Lesnar's not going to go over to The Fiend.
Well, my thought was you're going to put The Fiend over with this shit and then Roman Reigns is going to be the one to topple him. And then finally, Roman Reigns is going to be legitimate, maybe.
I think Vince probably thinks that Goldberg's a bigger mountain to climb.
Well, Vince is an idiot.
Well, look, we've been saying this for many years.
And Bray Wyatt could have drug him
15 years ago. Yeah. He'd have been probably right.
Yep.
Because Goldberg was still fucking Goldberg. He wasn't Oldberg.
Goldberg could do a fucking jackhammer to somebody.
Yes.
To the Giant.
Yeah. Oh my God. Dude was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
How strong he was. Now he's fucking 53 years old.
Now he can't even fucking suplex fucking Bray Wyatt. What a fucking piece of shit. Retire, Goldberg, and stop look. I take it back.
Right.
Vince McMahon probably paid you $3 million to make two appearances. Exactly. Keep on retiring. Goldberg, you keep doing what you're doing, buddy. Right. Good for you.
It ain't his fault.
I'm on Team Goldberg for the payday. I'm going to admit it. For the fucking 30 seconds of work he has to do in the ring to make $1 million. Can you imagine?
He might be, for the work he does, the highest paid athlete.
Almost certainly. Goddamn.
Ah, shit.
And I helped April move yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up at 8
How'd
o'clock.
How'd that go?
Great.
Oh, nice.
I've helped a lot of people move. A lot of unprepared, fucking fly-by-the-seat-of-their-pants, fucking dragging me all the way back and forth across the city to six places to get shit motherfuckers, throwing garbage bags into a truck to help move. This was one of the smoothest moves I've ever helped on.
I mean, look.
It was great.
Half of my move was perfect. The other half was my half, and it didn't matter.
I've done a lot of moves.
I didn't need to get my shit out of the house.
I've done a lot of moves where I had to walk up and down the thinnest flight of fucking steep fucking ladder stairs in the world. Colin.
That was.
In and out of your fucking bedroom where we're carrying that fucking tool bench down those down the ladder into your old bedroom.
Yeah, perfect. It was great.
Anyway, this was so fucking easy. People in her family understand how to stack furniture and tear a truck.
That's nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, the heavy shit in on the bottom in the first, and then you stack the lighter shit on top of it, and you pack it in like Tetris blocks.
Yeah.
Heavy
There's
on the
a lot
bottom.
Of people don't understand that.
Most people don't understand
I
that.
I know this.
It's frustrating.
I know.
It was nice not having to go there and teach people how to move.
Yeah, I remember moving, I think I was moving Chuck from his mom, from his parents to his apartment.
Yeah.
And we were just packing his mom's car up in our cars.
Yeah.
And they're just throwing shit in the back willy nilly. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, wait.
Isn't that frustrating?
Like, let's, and I Tetris the back of her, you know, SUV, and they're like, oh my God, how did you get so much stuff in there? I'm like, because it's...
Let's just take 3 seconds to think ahead. That's all.
It's the blocks. The blocks you played with as kids. This is what you're doing. Legos. Think about it like Legos. Yeah. Or Tetris, since you're a video gamer.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's so difficult.
The smoothest move I ever personally did was when I moved out of my parents' house. I had everything packed in identical work boxes from work.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it...
So everything just was... I had it
all stacked on the lawn before the truck got there.
Nice.
So we just had to fucking pick it up off the lawn in the smartest order, which was, you know, furniture first. And
yeah,
it was great.
Yeah. When I moved, unfortunately, most of my shit wouldn't go into boxes.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, that was always a challenge. And I'm just like, oh, next time I'm just not going to move.
Yeah. That's my plan.
I mean, I probably will. Eventually, I'll want something different.
My plan is to, you know, just have my heart explode while I'm eating pudding one day in the house.
Pudding.
And then hopefully somebody will just be like, oh, well, there's no saving this place because he's like, you know, cat's been eating him and he's just burned the house down with all of his stuff in it.
I hope Gus gets your parasite.
I want a fucking Viking funeral where they just burn my house with all my shit in it so I can take it to Valhalla with me.
No, I'm going to come take some of your shit.
You're going to be dead before me. Let's be
honest. Am I?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Why do you think this?
Because you're in even worse shape than I am. I've been hitting the gym.
I've been working out, buddy.
I've been eating slightly less bad.
I mean, yeah.
Meanwhile, you're just packing your face full of fucking diabetes and sitting around.
I mean, not really.
Every time you're over here, you got a bag of chips in your hand.
I don't today, do I?
No, what the fuck's going on? I wanted some chips.
No chips.
Where's the fucking snacks, motherfucker?
No chips.
Fuck. You got anything else? This has been just a cluster of an episode.
I mean, we've just talked about wrestling most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm a right leaning liberal, apparently. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's what they call a libertarian.
Yes, it is. It means I believe in personal and financial freedoms.
Yeah.
I don't think that the government should be telling you to do anything.
Yeah.
Much of anything.
I'm switching the other way.
Think government should control everything?
I think government...
Authoritarian?
Yeah, nice. I think I'm switching sides with you. I think the government should just come in. But most importantly, I think the government should seize the means of reproduction. I think when you pop out, you should be sterilized. I think you should spay and neuter your kids. And I think if you want to have babies, you should have to apply for a license from the government and then get your baby built in a lab.
I mean, I'm not like opposed to that.
Look at the benefits. Less unwanted pregnancies, no abortions. I just fucking solved the abortion issue, Colin. Here's the big one. You can fuck all you want and not have to worry about babies.
Yeah.
Fucking can be for fun again. Instead of, you know, a nightmare trap where they're going to fucking sneak you into fucking having to pay child support for the rest of your life, right? Doesn't that sound nice?
Wow.
Plus, only productive members of society would be able to fucking afford the license to have a kid.
This is like it's a plot to a book.
Pretty sure. Think of how you'd eradicate the fucking lower class in like one generation.
Well, look. I saw something. So this week, the whole coronavirus thing has been horrible. Oh, it's so terrible. We're all gonna die.
I've already died. I didn't know if
we're all gonna die. And the stock market's been tanking because
crashing.
People are like, ooh, speculating that.
Well, I think it's more
things might get bad.
I think more than anything, the stock market's crashing because fucking China's shutting down.
Well, I guess.
China controls the means of production.
Well, here's the thing. I read an article where they're saying, it turns out some of the stuff Trump did with the tariffs and, you know, forcing manufacturing to move elsewhere than China has greatly reduced the impact of this.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But what's terrible about it is the media and, I mean, left-leaning people who are super happy about the stock market. See, we told you, he's terrible. What an awful president. I'm like,
because they're retarded.
Completely. Like, you do know, even though where it's sitting at is, it's dropped a lot in the last, you know, so many weeks, but it's still like 8,000 points higher than it's ever been.
Sure.
In history, ever.
Why not?
But, and then like.
But to be fair, isn't the stock market kind of like the deficit that it doesn't really matter? It's always going up.
No, it doesn't always go up.
Isn't it always higher for, like, isn't it on average always higher?
Yes, it is always higher. Well, but I mean, like, it jumped a significant amount in a very short period of time.
Fair enough.
And it was mainly due to speculation about Donald Trump's fiscal policies.
Got it.
That was a big part of it. It was like, you know, it's because of what Obama did, and it just takes time for it to change. Then why did it change right after Trump got elected? Like, literally, you will look at the chart, and it was kind of like, it's going up a little bit.
Yeah.
November 11th, the day after he was elected in 2016, it just like takes a fucking turn and goes whoop straight up and just has continued to go up until 2 weeks ago.
Huh.
I'm not any kind of stock market stockbroker. I'm not pretending I know a lot.
Sure.
But I mean, I can look at trends and go, I don't know. That's probably because of this and not because of that.
You can look at a line and see where the line changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look at, what happened on that day where this line changed? Oh, that happened. Well, it must have been because of the policies that were enacted before.
Right.
Weird.
Like there's these lines that work of our production, and they're going up and up and up, and then they took away incentive, and there's
steep decline.
Fucking steep decline, and they've never
all
really
gone
come back
with it. Up. Done.
It just works.
Or is it worse than it was before?
It's instead of if you run this much, you get incentive. It's now whoever it's a fucking bell curve. Whoever did the best gets incentive this month and nobody else, basically.
What?
Yeah. So there's six categories. And if you're the best in those six categories all month, you get some money.
Wow.
Or if you're in the best of one of those categories, everybody who's at the best of one of those categories gets paid. Nobody else does. It's fucking retarded.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah.
Especially, you know, because all work is created equal.
So all your guys who are like really fucking doing the brunt of the work, all your mid-tier employees who are consistent are never going to get anything. Mm-hmm. And so their consistency is just going to go, okay, why would I work?
Yep. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid. Glad I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. So I don't know, but I don't get people. I don't get people that are rooting for us to fail because they don't like Orange Man.
Well, people are retarded.
Like, I get it. He's a dickhead. Probably not a very good person.
No.
I'm just saying. I don't really give a fuck, honestly.
Yeah.
I want for him to do what's, you know, the I want our country to do the best it possibly can with him in power.
Oh, so you're racist.
Right. Apparent fuckingly.
If you don't want everything to fail miserably, you're racist.
Like, you know what I also wanted? Yeah. The same when Obama was a president.
Oh, so you're a communist.
I guess. Fucking Jesus.
I got an email.
Good.
If you would like to send in an email, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. We got an email this week from Mimsy. No subject. She says, so I hear there's actually a good Adam Sandler movie that's recently came out.
I doubt it.
Watch Uncut Gems, heard good things. Why haven't you watched Uncut Gems yet?
It's not on Netflix. It was like a theater release.
Yeah.
I have
you
no...
You didn't go to the theater for Adam Sandler?
No.
Your number one Adam Sandler super fan? You fucking like have your egg-shaped head just to look just like him? And
really?
You're not going to go see the fucking Adam Sandler good movie?
No, I'm not going to go to the fucking theater and see a goddamn Adam Sandler movie.
I've actually heard that movie's good as well. But
I'm sure it's fine.
Also watch Knives Out. I want to see Knives Out as soon as it hits Netflix or something else.
I also don't think that it's a comedy, so that's probably why it's not as horrible.
Yeah.
Because Adam Sandler's not funny.
Billy Madison disagrees.
Yeah, Adam Sandler's not funny for the last 20 years.
Stop looking at me, Swan, is still one of the funniest lines.
Happy Gilmore's funny, too.
Happy Gilmore is really fucking
Big
funny.
Big Daddy's funny.
Big Daddy's all right.
That was his last funny Waterboy. Movie.
Waterboy is great.
Yeah, that's funny too.
I think Waterboy's after Big Daddy.
No, I don't think it is.
Is it not?
I'm pretty sure it's before.
I always get the fucking order of those mixed up. 51st Dates is his last good movie.
That was all right.
It's not as good as those others, but it's a perfectly fine movie. It's not bad like everything that comes after it.
Yeah, Big Daddy's 99, Waterboy's 98.
Okay. You know what those pre-prepped meals are nice for times when you just don't have time? You can quit at any time. Oh, because Blue Apron. Well, they're not nice enough to stay in business, so...
Did also, you tap your tablet like a yes. stack of papers yes. like you're fucking David Letterman?
Yes, I did.
That needed to be a visual.
I don't know if you know who my inspiration for life is, but I fucking have loved David Letterman since I was 4 or 5 years old. Like, my parents, before I was in school, used to let me stay up late to watch Carson and Letterman when they followed each other.
Yeah.
Didn't email the week before because I had a death in the family. I'm sorry for that.
That sucks.
Well, that's I feel I got an excuse. Yeah, no, that's understandable. I wow.